Dosha, I can't tell you the last time I had to recite my ABCs.
You messed them up.
Welcome to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosha.
Hi, everyone. We were just having technical difficulties before the show. So Lauren was singing her ABCs, and I'll just say you messed up many times.
I know I did.
Isn't that a great sign?
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. Oh, yes, it is.
Thank
oh,
you
it
for was... lulling me into the show.
Happy to be here. Happy. So happy to be here.
Happy Q Day.
Oh, yes. Happy Q Day. I'll never stop saying it. Happy Q Day.
Exactly. Exactly. So are you inspired? Do you have any inspirations? I have some inspirations too. What do you got?
Yeah. Well, I was going to start it out. You know, the book Wisdom of the Feathered Serpent by E. Featherstone. I was reading, you know, I picked it up this week and I was reading through, and I came across, I don't know what you want to call them. What would you call them, Zosha? Not
Synchronicity, a moment, a coincidence,
it was
aha.
It, well, in the book, you know, when they talk, what it's not a ch it's not a channeling. It's a, I mean, it is, but it's an excerpt from one of the readings in the book, and I really liked it, and it was inspiring. So I wanted to, I was gonna, you know, wanted to read it to
Let's
start
go.
off
Are
the
you ready?
show. Yeah. So for everyone who doesn't know, this is Eve Featherstone, Wisdom of the Feathered Serpent, and I'm on page 154. And this is from the Alpha Centurions, and it goes like this. We know this is a little offsetting for you. You are not used to hearing things of this nature, but we are here to shake things up. We are here to shake you into fully awakening into your divinity. Together, you are a tsunami. Together, you are the second coming of the Lord. Together, you are the cream rising from the depths of humanity as gods and goddesses poised to lead, feed, and speed this ascension process up. Ascension is a big event. It isn't a dream. It isn't a myth. It isn't a fairy tale. It isn't just another prophecy written about, falling flat, and then forgotten. Ascension is the reason we are all here in this cosmic theater to witness, cheer on, to assist, to revel in the glory of it, to see the spectacle, to witness your triumph, to welcome you back to us. We are here to welcome, not tease, not criticize, not placate. Step into this role of roles. Step into your new toga, your new laurels, your new metamorphosis of dynamic heroism, and seat others with your optimism, your purity, your passion, your idealistic paradigms. The world is hungry for it. Wake them up. Be their morning coffee or cappuccino. Be the stimulant. Shine, shepherd, and speak the pureness of the new golden age, and let's watch the dawn together.
Oh, I love that. What perfect timing. So I felt that today, listening to the shows as well. Just, wow, perfect timing. I love it.
It's alive, you know, just like the Q shows. It's alive, and you know, I'll pick the book up, you know, and I'll, oh, what do I need to see today? What do you want to see today? And that's what I came across, and I was just, it just lit me up.
I love it. It's inspiring.
Oh, thank
It is
you.
inspiring.
Thank you. What about you? What
it's fun.
Inspired?
It's I love how I always love, you know, we all love playing with the synchronicities, and aren't they just getting more fun? More playful, more clever, more in depth. And there's so many. And actually, just speaking of the shows, let me hold that, because that was what I was inspired to speak about. But to the Sojourn show, I just have to say something. I don't know, you were in and out today, but Hami was, you know, giving credit or just acknowledging all of the shows. So she acknowledges Unstoppable Love. And then this cracks me up. She states, she mentions our name, and then she says they're edgy. But not wedgie. I was like, oh, hysterical. I said, we have to play some more shows because there are wedgies.
Oh, there are. Oh my God, huge. It's so funny.
There are wedgies in this room. That's so funny. So thank you for the fish, the soul charts. It was so funny.
That's
And
awesome.
I just wanted to throw out a fun one just to play because you were involved in someone else, just the synchronicity of Queen and the band Queen and the music synchronicity. You might not even remember. We talked about a song. You had an experience with the song, our other friend had an experience in a different way. And I saw a flash mob with the same song, Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm like, wow, that's wild. You know, we're all mentioning it just casually and putting the pieces together. And then someone shares the video I saw with me and mentions their interpretation. I was like, wow, that is wild. This is like the fourth Queen reference I've gotten this week. And then I click onto Cat is the Sea, which for the people, you know, share a lot of her work. And I see the headlines that Donald Trump and Melania are in England and their constant headlines calling her the Queen. I was like, oh, this is fun. That's what I mean. It's so clever. It's just playful. It's just interesting, the information that we get around us. At least that's how I get a lot of it. And anyway, it's just fun. I feel like we're playing. I feel like the party is coming closer and closer.
Absolutely. I love that. It is.
Yeah.
It's so fun to just, it's fun to play and just experience and observe and see what, see what pops up. It really is.
And I was also inspired. So synchronicities is something I have some things to speak about, and also creating, just creating from our heart, which we've talked about. Oh, and if anyone tried to click on the links on our page, BBS is having technical difficulties with the handouts. So to be determined. Just wanted to mention that. But I wanted to share a little story about interesting observations of my own self-creating animation system. I was at the beach last week, and it's September here. It was sunny. It was warm, but not really w less warm. I'll just say it that way. So I'm sitting there reading whatever, and I'm like, okay, the sun's getting hot. I'm ready to go in the water. So I go. Now, I'm not really. I remember Q sharing something at Mermaid. She could deal with some temperature of water, and I felt, oh my goodness, she must really have her mermaid suit on or something because it was cold. So I'm a little bit of a baby with the water. Anyway, as I'm going into the water, I'm saying out loud, just it just came. I'm not doing commands, and I'm just saying out loud, I would really love the ocean to be warmer. And I'm not kidding you. It flicked warmer. The whole ocean flicked warmer. Till they stopped. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. This is wild. The whole temperature got warmer. So I'm slowly walking in. I'm like, wow, this is really nice. But, you know, then I was joking. I'm like, well, it would be really nice if it was like the Bahamas water. And then, out of great humor of this universe, a rogue wave comes and knocks me gently, but knocks me into the water because I'm also quietly contemplating, oh, if I could just go, you know, I'm having a conversation, if I could just go in quicker, and the wave comes. So I just share that. It's kind of a personal thing. No one would make anything of it. You know, you had to be there kind of thing. But honestly, when it flickered, I felt, oh, it just was next level to how we are creators. So I've just been talking more and more, doing commands, but really talking to my spirit about really what I want. And I shared that last show with having a what I perceived would be a difficult conversation with some people. And it turned out to be beautiful because I shared out loud what I wanted. I just had a conversation with my spirit. It's going to be perfectly heart-centered and beautiful. And then it happened. So I'm just endlessly excited about all that's happening. So it's just an example.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah.
So I had this written down because I'm still playing with this, Osha, about learning how to communicate with my spirit, learning how to, what's a yes, what's a no, what's a is that my head, is that my heart? I still am. I mean, I go, like I said, I go from scribbling in the head with the crayon to painting. The hot mess roller coaster. So, how do you, and I know it's different for everyone, but in your observation, is it your body? Is it your body putting up resistance when if your body feels off or a pinch, you're like, no. Or is it subtle, or is it in your face? What is it, if you're inspired to share for
Is
you?
the creative aspect in my face, do you mean? Or how are you asking, how does it come?
When you ask your spirit questions, yeah, how do you when you had to have, so say for example, your conversation that you didn't want, that was it, could be perceived as a difficult, well, conversation.
Okay, that's a good example, actually. Okay, because I can hook onto something. What I observed is my mental brain was processing difficulty. It was telling me it would be difficult. What if this person is angry with you and all of that stuff? It was creating on its own a scenario I didn't prefer. So when I stopped, because I'm really watch, really, really, really watch. So it's such a great question. I feel like that's what we're doing endlessly. Q's been speaking for so many years about this. So it's obviously a process, but it's going back into the heart. It's going back into a state of peace. It's going back into a state of turning off the crayon, however that looks for you. And it's really this subtle quiet for me. It's a subtle quiet place where I feel just my hum, or I feel myself. And then it's from, oh, I'm actually inspired to have this kind of conversation. And then I stated it, and I didn't do commands. I just felt telling my spirit, this is what I want. This is what I want. So to give an example as well is, Hummy said it was great on her show when she was speaking about we're spirits and how powerful we are. She said, it's like imagine a captain on a ship. Is the captain on the ship gonna say to the employees, oh, could you raise the sails? I need them to go up right now. No, how the captain says it is hoist the sails.
He
So
commands it.
exactly. So I'm like, ah, that's brilliant. That's a great way to explain a command.
Thank you,
I'm my
Hami. That is
spirit.
good.
So you could say it with a command, that commanding voice to ourself. But I also did it now in a conversational level. I know myself, like I feel my spirits. So now I speak with myself. So I just tried something new and then got instant results. It was also trying it in a new way.
That's beautiful. I love that. Now, go ahead.
No, please go.
Do you feel physical things in your body, or like is it just a
I
gosh.
got something
Okay.
right when you said that because Ron Amitron said something to answer that question. He asked someone about thoughts. He said, do you feel, so to answer it, it's physical. I do experience it this way. He said, is it between your ears or is it in your chest cavity? So if it's between your ears, and I observe this in myself as well, it's not me. And if it's in my chest cavity, I know that's my heart, that's my resting state. So I always go back to my resting state, like a Roomba. It always goes back to its battery. I always go back to my resting state. Now, I will say though, when it's between my ears, sometimes I can observe myself processing information. So maybe that's where it gets tricky. But it's really that feeling. It's really knowing my resting state. I mean, and I tested it left, right, and center. I know what it is. So that's where we've talked about it on so many shows where the constant work comes in. But you inspire me to read something that Mermaid shared to answer I feel your question.
Yay, okay.
So she was saying, and let me read because I my okay, the main trap, once we're woken up and living, we're woken up from the false reality. She said, the main problem is, again, not an exact quote, the main problem is we are still prisoners of the mind. So if you're going on a loop, our mind sees the loop. And we each have our own loop of worry, doubt, and fear. Starts in our early teens, and the looping is imprisoning the individual. To be free in the heart when replaying the loops, how to be free? Oh, she's asking Q, how do you free yourself from the bondage? Which is what it feels like sometimes, right? Like a bondage. So Q says, yeah, it's the real work. being excited about every choice, and it gets so old, he said, but stop thinking, which goes back to how do you recognize the thinking? You just have to stop thinking and observe thought after inspiration, excitement, joy, your passion. So, for example, there is no passion and joy and excitement for suing somebody. The past is impossible to live at a high frequency. There's more to add, but I just want to stop there. Does that stand out to you that mermaids recognizing it, that it's stopping thinking there's still another element about this energetic state? Does that kind of touch into what you're asking?
Yeah, it really does, because there's been some looping going on in my and with myself, and I think we talked about this, Sosha, with a friend. It is when you know what's going on, you figured out the game, right? It's game over. You see everything that's going on, you know it, but yet the emotion, it's like you can't just observe your own movie. You feel it. And so that's where I get tripped up, because it's so strong and I feel so much and very sensitive, and just like my sensory, very like, oh, like st the stimulation is just, sometimes it's too much and I get in a loop. So yeah, just if anybody else is experiencing that, you're not crazy. It's just I feel it's just like what you said, it's a process. And we go ahead.
No, please go on, and we.
Oh, just that, we each person's going to work through it individually in their own way. So it's helpful just to bounce off, like, just what we're talking about.
Yeah, agreed, because it is a process. And I go back, he's been on the air for how long? And when I review all of his audios, and he really is keeps saying the same thing. Go within, stop thinking, all of those things. So we know it, but there's something to it about the longevity of it that we're still unwinding it. You know what I mean? To constantly clean out that vessel because it can, in the past, this still could have been active, reapplying things to us. But it's what came through me was the wash, rinse, repeat. It's like, okay, I'm looping again. And sometimes when it was so strong, I very much relate, as being highly sensitive and in a state of overwhelm, had to really I really had to clean that out. And I can relate to how difficult it can be. Like there's a moment where I just go to bed. I
Yeah,
just like
exactly. I
stop.
just go to bed. Exactly.
And it works. And then we wake up and it's a new day. So there's hope that to me, that's beautiful. Because it is a new day. There is a way, and that's a technique that helps both of us, to make it go away. It's also here, let me just answer how Q answered. He said, we're thinking backwards because we're doing it reactionary. We're not proactively getting excited and then observing it to the brain. We're going the other way, trying to find our heart. I better do this, and then my heart will be happy. I feel like that's really big. I better do this and then my heart will be happy because I would observe myself. Well, if I just feel this, like, what is my inspiration? Where do I want to go? I just want to travel here. And I observed, it was just my mind, the crayon of my mind, looping, looping, looping. And it was just a process of really finally just getting sick of the banter. It would poke in every once in a while, but it's that incessant work of watching it. Oh, there goes the looping again. And Asha said something once too about sort of reversing it and just playing with it.
Yeah.
Just reverse it, just play. So they spoke about that. So he said, I can't wait to do it. And then the brain reacts. That's what enlightenment should really be focusing on, if that is the terms we like. Practice, stop thinking, and everything will fall into place. So you are a spirit, and then you power the genetics of your body. So I feel like, how do you, I feel like my resting space is being completely with my spirit. So do you have examples of knowing that and feeling that?
I do.
Yeah, so that's perfect. I mean, that's profound. So I know my spirit, so we know our spirit. So you're back there, you know what it feels like. Right?
It's
So is it just some days are just harder than others? Is that what you're saying? But the key, the strength for me that I found is like, I know inner peace. I know it. Okay, let me just get back there. And that's individual to each of us, how we're going to meander, what way we're going to take to just get back there. Because Q states too, like outside of here, we're in pure bliss. If you're not in bliss, then that's not you. Okay, so we know that. Now it's just navigating it.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll say for me, Zosha, there's times when there's days where it's just like, oh my God, I feel overwhelmed and overstimulated, and I'll go out. Okay, let me get my tools here. So I'll say commands, I'll go out into nature. And then sometimes I say, okay, well, I am feeling this way right now. And I stop resisting it. I just let it flow. And just let, okay, I'm feeling this way right now, even though I know it's not me. It's not, these aren't, I don't, these emotions are not mine. But I found that if I stop, trying to shove it back down, I just let it go and just, okay, there we go. And then once you allow yourself to have that experience, then you're like, okay, you just feel lighter, I guess.
Yeah, I feel that's beautiful. I really do. That's beautiful because it's a new tactic. Kind of what Asha would point to is what you're describing too. It's like, oh yeah, I see you. You're being a jerk. I know. Have your fun. Whatever. Like if it's too much. I did it coming back today. Just yeah, it's like, oh, look at you. Oh, hi, Mr. Loop. Yeah, it's not, we're done. We're done. I've kicked you out already. Done. And I started singing, humming. Just changing the subject and it went away. So it doesn't stick anymore. I shouldn't say that. It doesn't stick much anymore. I feel what you brought up is really perfect. It allows that strangle hold or that it, for me, it allows that strength of trying to be perfect. Like peace is the goal, but I know it's a process to get to peace. So it's like, okay, there you are again. See what I'm, see? Yeah.
Yeah, I
That's
do.
great.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then
I
Q, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Q says that we are, so something has to power the brain. The brain is not powering you. That is what they don't want, or the geneticists who created you don't want you to know. The brain is being controlled by spirit, your consciousness. You are the powerhouse that came into the body and then processing the experience and observing the experience. Oh, this came to me. Okay, how do you feel about this? You've been on vacation to like an ocean area, fun trip, right? So it's almost like, okay, we're spirits from outside of here. We came here. I feel cute. You said it's like a Club Med, right? This is our water planet, our place. We came here to have fun. So if I go back to that place and I'm on vacation here, now I go as an example, when I've been on vacation. Let me ask you this. When you've been on vacation, did you have to tell yourself what to do? Did you have to tell yourself to have fun? Or was that a week of playing?
Yeah, it was a week of playing.
Yeah. So now how do we weave that into doing our life?
That's a great question. Because I tell you what happens with me is I wake up and I'm like, oh, okay, automatically I've got to do this, this, this. Oh, the loop, right? So it's like, why does vacation end when you come back home, so to speak? It really should be vacation. It's our state of being, right?
Yeah.
All the time.
So, how about in that example, or for me, I've reframed it. I'm here to be in peace and have fun. If I'm here to experience, now I look at my checklist. What is making me not be on vacation, so to say? When I'm on vacation, I only do what I love, what's fun. I don't do anything I don't want to do. So, I feel like getting back to that state of being. What and we've talked about this too, like what if the list or whatever crap comes up is just dropped for a day? What if just a week vacation was all I'm gonna be home but be on vacation and look at it, just reframe a new way of looking at it.
I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that.
It's cool, I find, with me to find an anchor, like where I've anchored something and I know something. I know when I feel good. I know when I feel good. You know, I feel we all have that. You know when you don't feel well around someone. And then it's just, you know what? The beauty of Q and Mermaid Sharing, the volume of light, you know, not our identity. And that has really helped me end some relationships. The identity, the obligation to the identity kept me in the relationships or hanging out with people or obligation. But really stripping all of that away and just going, touching into what I feel. Do I feel on vacation with these people? No. So that's, you know, that's the radical honesty I feel. You know, and then you see how it's endless. And then we just go through our list of what is keeping us out of our own resonance, our own powerhouse. That place of being.
Yesterday, this kind of ties in. Yesterday, I had to get my car serviced and I pulled up and I see the same guy every time I go in. And we usually have a great conversation. He'll take me home in the shuttle and, come pick me back up. And so he's in a crossroads in his life as well. And so we get to chatting. And he says to me yesterday, "Are you like this all the time?" At first, he asked me, "Are you a retired psychiatrist?" Because I'm talking about frequency and this and that. I'm like, "No, that's a hard no." Then he says, "I always have such amazing conversations with you. And are you like this all the time?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not." But it just segued into a conversation about the inner work. And so, yeah, it's interesting. It's because if he would have seen me a day or two before, oh gosh, I mean, oh no, it was a hot mess.
Isn't that interesting? Or, and would you have interacted with him like that in a hot mess? Do you see what I'm saying? Or did you regulate? Did you regulate in the example you gave? Did you regulate how you were?
Because talking to somebody, all it takes, Zosha, is talking to one person on the phone and it and going sideways, or hearing the data dump, the emotional dump, right? Okay, we really should be able to hear it and be in neutral. I get that. I'm not there yet. Okay. But I that's, I get that. But it just takes one interaction with someone, one for me, one conversation that's so heavy. And then you go sideways, and then you're with the crayon again. You're with Crayola again.
I feel that's awesome what you're sharing.
Thank you.
Because, oh,
Go
well,
ahead.
I find I asked you that question specifically because, if you don't mind. So, when you met the gentleman on the bus, he gave you brilliant feedback to your frequency, to your state of being at that time, and then asking if you would regulate it. And, you know, would you have brought the 2 day prior feelings with you? And you said no. So, and I say this because I observed it in myself. Ah, I had to learn to regulate myself and watch and observe where situations poked me. For example, I had an argument with someone to go upstairs and you just feel like crap later. It's like, oh my gosh, I feel like, why did I do this again? You know, this is years ago. Because I didn't feel good. But then I observe myself. I'm like, well, then stop doing, because I love to talk to myself. Then don't do that. So each time I'd regulate myself and I'd go longer and longer before being poked. So it was up to me, in my observation, it was up to me. As I regulated myself, I'd leave the room quicker. I, you know, hang up the phone sooner. I wouldn't check the mailbox. Whatever I found in my research, whatever I found where the trigger points were, I just removed them, went longer. So there's always like a longer stretch. So I feel like you had such, that was a golden nugget. And then, you know, to again, only if you're inspired, but again, I just overlaid my experience with what you're sharing. You know, maybe observing a conversation when we get into that place. Or, because that's not us. So it's a, the abduction point happens, Q says, at the emotional moment.
Could you repeat that?
The abduction point happens at an emotional moment. So
Okay.
it's interesting to study I would study. I'm like, okay, if these thoughts aren't me, okay, go back in my heart and feel peace. Because we said we know that place, and now look at it again. Okay, I was just abducted. That wasn't me. I don't act that way. You know what I mean? So that isn't me. And I caught Q saying that that is an abduction point. Again, not a quote, is an emotional state. That's why they try and feed off of our emotions, because they can now take us and put us on another timeline. It's a crayon timeline, not our own created timeline. Again, that how they want to keep us from knowing who we are. We control the brain. Hoist the sails.
It's like it's brilliant. It's like the now they were the programmer who programmed the brain, if you get like a computer program, the brain, and it's all it's doing is looping. It's just looping this the past. It's what it knows to do. And anytime it wants to do something different, oh, don't do, fear, all these things rush in. Oh, don't do that, right? Because this may happen, because it just wants to be comfy and cozy and just keep on the same loop. But now Captain hoist this the captain says hoist the sails. So okay, I be the programmer. I mean, it takes a lot of work. I mean, because
Yeah.
I've been doing this for years.
You have.
If you would have known me, you would have known me several years ago, I'd be like, oh God, I'm telling you. Because so just seeing the transfer, and I laugh, I say that jokingly, I laugh at that because you have to laugh at this stuff,
Yeah.
right? But not to get people discouraged, it doesn't happen overnight. It just takes, it takes continual, the work never stops, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But it gets easier, and the longevity of that state of being does it does lengthen. But does this come into kind of like the rubber band people
Yes,
conversation?
yeah, that's perfect. That's beautiful. That was actually one of, he used that phrase on one of my questions, and it was talking about, do you remember he spoke about the Visqueen layer? And that really stood out to me as a former meditator, because I knew what that threshold was. To me, I would describe it as a threshold of really merging with my spirit, becoming one with myself, and then coming back into the body. I didn't know, Q's terms. So when I heard the Visqueen layer, I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then he described, like you said, how then does one sustain that state of bliss? That's the trick. So it's perfect that you bring that up, because he called them the rubber band people. So if we're not in perfect bliss, perfect state of peace, then that rubber band is like back down into matrix. It's like a tug of war. No, she's mine. No, she's mine. That type of thing, back and forth. But like you said, and last week too, just a tenacity to keep doing it and to tell people it seems to be a process for this version of human. And go ahead. I have something to back up with Asha too, but go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Asha says, we are spirit, and the spirit is used to instantaneous, let's call it creation. So if we begin living with the spirit, becoming the experience, you won't, oh, this feels so good. Then you bypass the mind. So see the state she's telling us? Oh, this feels so good is where we live from. So she says, you are not thinking, what do I want to do? You are becoming what you know feels better. That's huge. That's a huge switch. So back in that state of peace, of knowing ourself, our spirit, it's from there, from that beautiful heart center. That's our place. That's where we're fed by the umbilical cord. That's how I feel it. You're not thinking, I'll just say it again. You are not thinking, what do I want to do? You are becoming what you know feels better. So the more we do that and turn off the news, and the more we put down the iPhone and don't pick it up again and again, and the more we question everything and discern through our heart, it's all going to work out. Everything is getting better. It's all working out.
I agree.
And then another thing is just if we do what we're excited about, we are all time travelers. And this is what Mermaid said, as you start to ascend, which we can also say be in a state of peace, time bends and stretches in your favor when you start living from the heart. A day at the beach goes on and on and on. The dream state is the fun state. The dream state is the creative force. The dreaming from the heart. I'll remind us all to exercise. I feel this is cue. Exercise with it and just play with it. Dance with it. We are all dreamers. We are all creators. And we are brilliant at it. So I feel, well, what do you feel with that? If we all just play with it and dance with it.
Oh, I mean that's what I've been, yeah, that's what I've been doing. But what happens for me is I do it, but then it's, oh, how in the world can that happen? I've got this, and this, right? The circumstances.
Yep.
And I try to well, now I don't. I say I have no idea how it's going to happen. But that's going back to the he said circumstances don't matter.
Correct. Correct. State of being, inner state of being does. So with that, it's you touch on something that connects with me as well. At a certain point when I stopped trying to figure it out, I recognize I'm in the brain figuring, is it going to be now? Is it going to be then? What am I going to feel? When am I going to do this? It just gets so tiring. Ah, because that's not me. Of course, that's going to feel uncomfortable. That's not the state that we live in. It's really stripping naked all of that stuff. You know, we talked about this a while ago, Lauren. Just if we've stepped out of our body and our ball of light, our Merkaba, beautiful light beings that we are, sits in a chair.
Yeah, that's right.
And just being. And then, I mean, Q said once when they were talking about the time when he Asha asked him about blindness, he said he wouldn't go out of his bedroom until he felt inspired. I mean, he is literally has been our crash test dummy. So we're doing that as well, like you're saying, and we're talking about it to help others as well. And but what about imagine sitting in your bedroom and not leaving until you really felt excited? And then he said, then he went further and it's like, okay, now I'm not going to leave my house until I'm truly excited.
What do you do in the in between?
Well, that's it. That's, I guess, that's what I was trying to say the other day. Like, it's why I always joke about being in bed because it's so silly. It's so anti the matrix. I feel like it's just it's being with ourself and observing. That's the cool part is the creativity in the heart and the envisionment. We can still be there in the body, but when we're reconnecting with our spirit, reminding ourselves of the spirit, we can sit there. I do this all the time and envision my dreams, not with my brain trying to figure it out, but I see myself in places where I want to be. I envision myself swimming. I envision myself in the sun. I envision with the hussy hut. And I just have these scenes that go. And that is so different than what we've been programmed, as you said, to do. So it feels odd. At
Yeah.
least at first, right? Maybe it just feels different, but Q spoke to that in a way too. Remember, he said he would sit in a chair for a year.
Yeah.
So
Maybe
how do you feel about that? Like if you didn't leave your room, I'm not suggesting doing that, but you
it
know what I mean. But we can envision what that would be like.
I feel like it takes when you with what I just did, left my job. It takes at least a year, to just deep, what's the word I'm looking for? Decompress and do nothing and just let all, it takes at least a year. And that's what I did a lot of, Zosia. I just sat in the chair and looked at the birds and drank coffee. And I would do tea bars. I saved all of my tea bars from the day after my last day that I was, my first day that I never went back. I saved them because I wanted to go back and look at them and say, okay, this happened, this happened, this happened. And Yeah, it's that in between. I feel is the work, and it's going to look different for everyone. So could I do that? I mean, I've kind of been doing that. I feel like I've been doing that. Yeah, I'll continue to do it. I will say, can I share with you just as a update on the gym discussion that we had?
Yeah, may I say one thing just
Yeah.
before we leave that piece about sitting on the chair, and you talked about doing it after work. The in between, I sometimes call it, have called it the recalibration period. Just recalibrating back to our true self, to our true resonance. Like you said, it takes a while. You observed a year. I've observed time frames like that in other moments of my life. So I feel like it's just a recalibration. Reconnecting with our spirit as you wipe the whiteboard clean of something, just have to sit with it.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody is taught how to sit with themselves and observe thought. Nobody's taught how to sit and just be. We're all given external stimulation, tech. You ever seen these type of people? And gosh, I hope I don't offend anybody when I say this, but like they never can get enough. Like, oh, I'm gonna go do this now. I'm gonna go do that. It's like they can never just be. Have you observed those types of people?
Oh, yeah.
And
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna go get on this committee now. I'm gonna go get this degree now. I'm gonna go be gone. I'm like, it's like they just can't sit still.
So are they in the crayon
Oh,
or
they're
the
in the
heart?
crayon.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe they are in their heart, but it's just like nobody knows how to sit still. So that's I feel a part of that middle. We'll call it the M&M middle. That middle
You say
portion,
messy, I say magnificent. I like
right.
it.
But and it's I mean that's been a it can be a dark night of the soul, whatever you want to call it. It can be kind of ugly. It was ugly for me, but with beautiful, beautiful moments and transitions and things happening. But yeah, I hope, I'm sorry, I think I veered off, but I hope that answered the question.
Yeah, no, I feel you're pointing to evolution. What you're saying from your experience and your T bars and whatnot, and just from knowing you and my own experience and knowing mine, there's always, and we talked about this, is always evolution. It, isn't that perfect, or does the brain come back in and judge it? Oh, I'm too slow, or I'm too this, I'm too that. See, it's this.
Yeah.
Anyway, just to, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I had to take the dog to the vet this week, and I'm sitting in the waiting room, and they have a TV screen with flashing ads and this and that. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, good God. I had a moment. I'm like, we are not meant to be sick. We're not meant to live this way, but the way this place was set up was to create the structures, the infrastructure and the structures to support this, the medical, financial, economic, educational, to continue to create problems to feed the system. And then you produce worker bees who help keep the system lifted, not to go in the past, but I'm sitting here, this all comes to me as I'm sitting here looking at an ad on the TV for some medicine. To help fix something. And I'm like, huh, I don't know. I just had a moment. I'm like, it's not meant to be like this here. It was never meant or intended for this. Was never Club Med was never, you talk to people and, oh, how are you? And, oh, I had to go to the doctor and this and that. And I know I'm kind of going off the rails here, but
Well,
just
that's where For the
observing.
People I feel is brilliant as well, is keeping us updated on what's going. And I just feel the party coming. It
Oh,
just,
yeah.
there's so much, right? So we know there's a now the end in sight, is so close. So to what you're saying, yes, we know that. And I personally just put that to the side. It's almost expectations, I just be in my peace. And again, that process. There's something in anesthesia that Vladimir said, But
Were you reading
why?
Anastasia this week, Zosia?
No, I was inspired to actually this book I've had, yes,
Do you
but
know
I've
I was reading it this week too?
oh,
I was
hysterical.
inspired. I picked up the first book again. Okay, go ahead. I'm
That's
sorry.
hysterical because I've been reading the book five, Who Are We, for the past, I don't know, 6 months. I just couldn't get through it. And I sat down at the beach. I'm like, I'm finishing it. But Vladimir says, but why then aren't all our desires fulfilled? Many people wish for things, but their wishes aren't fulfilled. Anastasia says, so much depends on how meaningful the goal is, on whether the desire corresponds to the light or the dark, on how strong the desire is. The more substantial and bright the goal, the more the forces of light are drawn to fulfill it, to bring it about. And then Vladimir said, oh, I think that's good, but I felt, yeah, it's a reminder, like that excitement when you're going on vacation, that excitement when you're a kid to wake up for your birthday, or that excitement to run out of the house and go play in the snow. It's touching back that they're simple. They're simple, but it's of the essence of the light. So that's what she's saying to me is our creative force.
And intention, right? I remember Asha and Q talking about, I believe they meant, what is, if it's from the mind, what is the intention? What is the end goal here?
And if the goal is a dark one, Vladimir says, let's say, for example, to get drunk or go get into a fight or plan a war, Anastasia says, then the dark forces take over. Man, through his desire, has given them the opportunity to act. But as you can see, it is still man's desire that is first and foremost, your desire, Vladimir. So there she just validated what he said.
Wow.
That's funny that you
That's
read
so,
it as well.
that's hilarious. Yeah, it is. I was just inspired. I haven't picked it up in in months.
But can I just to support what you're saying
Yeah.
and any of the listeners, and thank you for being with us, everyone. I couldn't even give it enough justice, but if you're inspired to listen to PRQ September 30th, 2023, it's just Q and Asha, and they spend the whole show kind of talking about this, which is interesting, another synchronicity. And they're speaking about energy bodies and what are those the entities and how that all works. And it is so in depth, but Asha points out how powerful the psychic attacks can be and how it works. And it's the whole hour that's just what they're talking about. Really profound if this topic, stood out to you today. It's a beautiful, another beautiful reminder. And the emotional, I believe that's where he said that the emotional state is where the abductions often happen.
I think I remember here. Yeah, I think I remember listening to that one on a couple months ago. It is good. It's
It's
very good.
packed. I mean, like I feel we're all experiencing now on point. You can just listen to them over and over and just answers that question. Any internal question. It's a really good one. Go ahead. You were going to say something about an update.
Oh yeah. So the gym. So I've been doing a little experiment and I just I, you know, I didn't like how I was feeling when I didn't go. So I went, but my workouts weren't as good. So I stopped. I just stopped. Well, I was inspired to go. I don't know what I was doing, but I was on the road and I was going by it. I'm like, I'm gonna go. So I just get in the right-hand lane and I was inspired to go. So I went and I had a great workout. So to your point, the inspiration and what I do. So what I do now when I go is, normally, anybody that goes to the gym and does, works out and okay, we're gonna do legs today. We're gonna do glutes, hamstrings. We're gonna do, I just do what I'm inspired to do, and I don't have a whole list of the workouts that I'm, the exercises that I'm going to do. I just do it. I do it until I'm like, all right, I'm done. And I literally was in the middle of one. I did one set of some ab workout, and I was like, all right, I'm done. Bye. I walked out, and I felt complete. I'm like, I'm done. So I just do what I want to do and then I leave. And I feel what happens is you go in there, okay, I've got to do this, 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 and this, and then I can leave, right? So now I've put myself in jail, right? In the gym. I can't leave until I do all of these exercises. Well, ugh.
And you put yourself in, we all do by using our mind, processing, over processing, 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 over processing this, all the reasons and noise. Then we're in that crayon space versus feeling it like a kid. Oh, I'm so excited to go to the gym right now. Now that opens up synchronicity. That's of the light. The light's only here in the now. So back when we're back in the mind processing, I should, could, what, blah, 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 blah. Everyone knows that noisy place is not us. And then we get, when we do what we don't prefer, we get what we don't prefer. So yeah, you explained by just leaving is just you were inspired to go and then you were inspired to leave. We just go. It's that easy, really. It's that simple, really.
It is, and it's. And I'm continuing to play with it. I don't go as much as I used to, but
But that's it. That's the golden ticket, really, is observing. We're just watching our spirit. Exactly what you're doing, is a great example. And I had some, this is something, a book. Oh, wow, we only have 3 minutes left. It's a short thing. This book I found on a shelf as I was editing and getting rid of things I didn't need or want anymore. Still cleaning out, and it's by Young Pueblo, and it's just a short piece. And it says, he says, I closed my eyes to look inward and found a universe waiting to be explored. And I felt, yeah, that goes right into being heart being. The umbilical cord, where does that take us to source of what we're creating? And we're inspired here. We're just on vacation here. There's no problems here. I mean, Q was saying this a couple of years ago. Really. And with a snap of the fingers, we can make it all stop. It's our own choices. Yeah. So, well, I love being with you today. It's nice to feel, I hope we helped. I hope,
Yeah, I'm
I
sure we
feel we
did.
do, right? Because we're just from our heart. So it is what it is. Again, thank you to our listeners, our subscribers, to BBS, everyone. We really appreciate you being with us.
Yeah, as always, I had a wonderful time with you,
I
and
love you.
I love you too.
And
It's
you inspire me too by really sharing your stories, both of us sharing our stories and just being present.
yeah.
And we'll be back next week on our lunch hour show, 12
That's
o'clock
right.
Eastern.
All right, that's a wrap.